Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. This is Nichelle. I want to thank you for joining me tonight on Encounter Radio. We're going to have prayer and worship music, and then we'll open the lines for those that, you know, have prayer requests or testimonies.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we just want to say thank you tonight, God. Father, we thank you, Father, for being so faithful to us tonight, God. Father, we thank you for your love. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy, Father. Father God, we just ask tonight, God, if we've done anything against you, Father, that you would forgive us. Father, we ask tonight, God, that you will wash, cleanse, and purge us, Father, of all unrighteousness, Father. Father, I ask, God, that you would create in us a clean heart, Father, renewing us a right spirit tonight, God, a right mind tonight, God. Father God, I just ask tonight, God, that you would just, Father God, lift every heavy burden tonight, God. Father God, I just pray, Father, that you would break every chain, Father, remove every spirit of worry tonight, God. Father, destroy, dismantle, Father, everything that's not like you, oh God. Father, I ask tonight, God, that you will release your peace, Father, in the atmosphere, even now, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father, I pray for those that are discouraged tonight, God. I ask, Father, that you would encourage their hearts even now in the name of Jesus, God. Father, I pray tonight, God, that you would break every chain of stress, every chain of frustration tonight, God. Father, we lay it on the altar tonight, God. Father, we ask tonight, God, that you would move in our hearts, oh God. Father, those tonight, God, that feel unloved, oh God, those that feel forgotten tonight, God, I'm asking you, Father, to touch them tonight, God. Father, allow them to feel your love tonight, God. Father, lift the load tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, those that feel like they're not worthy tonight, God, touch their hearts, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, those that feel alone tonight, God, comfort their hearts, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh God, I just worship you tonight, God. Magnify you, God, and adore you tonight, God. Honor you, God, and lift you up tonight, God. Father, great is your faithfulness tonight, God. Great is your mercy tonight, God. Father, we thank you tonight, God. In the midst of it all, oh God, you have been faithful tonight, God. So for that, we want to say thank you tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we dare not to complain tonight, God. Father, you're good tonight, God. You are Alpha and Omega tonight, God. Father, we thank you tonight, God, that you are our strength, oh God. Father, we thank you tonight, God, that you are the lifter of our heads tonight, God. You are our deliverer tonight, God, our provider tonight, God, our strong tower tonight, God. Yes, God, you are our rock tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, we thank you tonight, God. We give you glory tonight, God. Give you praise tonight, God. We worship you, God. Worship and adore you tonight, God. Magnify you tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, I just glorify your name tonight, God. I glorify your name tonight, God. Father, I worship you. I worship you tonight, God. Oh, God, I bless your name tonight, God. I bless your name tonight, God. Father, touch every heart tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Remove all sadness tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, release your strength, oh, God. Father, I ask tonight, God, that you would move in every situation, oh God. Move in every circumstance tonight, God. Father, I pray for those, oh God, that have lost hope tonight, God. Give them hope in the name of Jesus, God. Oh God, those that have lost focus tonight, God. Help them to refocus tonight, God. Father, those that are backslidden, God, draw them back, oh God. Draw them to your will, to your way tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh God, touch those tonight, God. Touch those that are broken, oh God. Mend their hearts, oh God. Mend their spirits tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh God, I just worship you tonight, God. We magnify your name, oh God. We give you glory tonight, God. We give you honor tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Thank you for being the way out tonight, God. Father, I lift up every need to you tonight, God. I'm asking you, Father, to make a way, oh God. Bring change, oh God. Father, I'm asking you to turn things around, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, I pray tonight, God, that you would hear the cries of your people tonight, God, and answer their concerns tonight, God. Father, I pray tonight, God, for those that are unsaved, God. Save their souls tonight, God. Draw them by your spirit, oh God. Draw them to your will, to your way tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh God, I just worship you, God. I worship you tonight, God. I give you glory tonight, God. I give you honor tonight, God. We give you praise tonight, God. Father, I worship you. I worship you tonight, God. Father, those that are addicted to drugs and alcohol tonight, God, break those addictions tonight, God. Father, those that are struggling with fornication, oh God, those that are struggling with lust tonight, God. Father, I'm asking you tonight, God, to give them strength, oh God. Break every chain tonight, God. We rebuke every spirit, oh God, every spirit of confusion tonight, God. Father, every attack against the mind tonight, God, we destroy it, we dismantle it tonight, God. Father, we ask tonight, God, that you would be their peace, oh God, be their strength, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, I just worship you tonight, God. I worship you, God. I worship you tonight, God. I magnify your name, oh, God. I give you glory tonight, God. I give you honor tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Father, those without shelter tonight, God, I'm asking you, Father, to open a door tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Make a way out of no way tonight, God. Move by your power, by your spirit tonight, God. Father, those tonight, God. Those, oh God, that are struggling, oh God, within their marriage tonight, God. Bring healing tonight, God. Bring change, oh God. Bring reconciliation tonight, God. Father, where there's division tonight, God. Bring unity, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, I'm asking you tonight, God, to touch the family, oh God. Bring healing tonight, God. Bring unity tonight, God. Father, I'm asking you tonight, God, to heal broken relationships tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, I just worship you, God. I worship you tonight, God. I magnify your name, oh, God. I give you glory tonight, God. I give you honor tonight, God. We give you praise tonight, God. Yes, God, I thank you tonight, God. Thank you, oh, God, that you're causing restoration, oh, God. Father, I thank you tonight, God. I thank you, oh, God. I thank you tonight, God. Thank you for restoration tonight, God. Thank you for healing tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, I thank you tonight, God, that you are destroying every power of darkness even now, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, I thank you tonight, God, that the spirit of depression, oh God, has to bow in the name of Jesus, God. Every spirit of stress tonight, God, it has to bow in the name of Jesus, God. Father, we destroy everything that's not like you tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, I worship you tonight, God. Magnify you tonight, God. Adore you tonight, God. God, I worship you. I worship you tonight, God. Father, I pray for those tonight, God. Those that are in the hospitals, oh, God. Father, touch them tonight, God. Heal their bodies, oh, God. Heal their hearts tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Father, those that are in the jails tonight, God. Father, touch them tonight, God. Those in the nursing homes tonight, God. Touch them, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, I just worship you tonight, God. I magnify your name tonight, God. I give you glory tonight, God. I give you honor tonight, God. I give you praise tonight, God. Oh, God, I just worship you. I worship you tonight, God. I magnify your name tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, I thank you tonight, God, that somebody is being set free, oh, God, even now in the name of Jesus, God. Father, I thank you tonight, God, that you're drying someone's tears up, oh God. You're removing the heartache tonight, God. You're removing the pain tonight, God. It's only in you tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, I thank you tonight, God. Those that struggle, oh God, with mental issues, oh God. Father, break those chains tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, I worship you. I worship you tonight, God. Magnify you and adore you tonight, God. God, I thank you tonight, God, that there is none like you tonight, God. Father, I thank you tonight, God. Father, we put every
sickness tonight, God, under the blood, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, every infirmity tonight, God, it has to bow in the name of Jesus, God. We curse the hands of the enemy tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, we thank you tonight, God. Thank you for being our hiding place, oh God, our deliverer tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, I ask tonight, God, every ungodly soul tied tonight, God, sever them in the name of Jesus, God. Detach everything that's not like you tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, I thank you tonight, God. Thank you, oh God. Thank you tonight, God. Thank you, God, that you're manifesting your glory tonight, God. You're bringing forth change, oh God, healing and breakthrough tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, I thank you tonight, God, that you're causing, oh God, the crime rate to decrease, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, I worship you. I worship you tonight, God. Magnify you tonight, God, and adore you tonight, God. Oh, hallelujah tonight, God. You are worthy, God. Worthy tonight, God. Holy is your name tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, I worship you. I worship you tonight, God. I magnify you tonight, God. Bow before you tonight, God. God, I honor you. I honor you tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, I thank you tonight, God. Thank you for keeping us tonight, God. Thank you, oh God, for giving us the strength, oh God, to stand in the name of Jesus, God. Father, I worship you. I worship you tonight, God. Magnify you tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, I thank you tonight, God. Thank you for breaking us tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Remove everything that's not like you tonight, God. Remove every hindrance tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Renew our strength tonight, God. Restore tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. You are great Jehovah tonight, God. We worship you. We worship you tonight, God. We magnify your name tonight, God. Father, I lift up our children to you tonight, God. Draw them, God. Draw them by your spirit, oh God. Draw them to your will, to your way tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, be with them tonight, God. Lead them, guide them tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, I pray for our loved ones tonight, God. Those that are unsaved tonight, God. Father, draw them by your spirit, oh God. Draw them to your will, to your way tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, I pray for those, oh God, that have unsaved mates tonight, God. Save their souls tonight, God. Draw them by your spirit, oh God. Draw them to your will, to your way tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh God, I just worship you. I worship you tonight, God. I thank you tonight, God. Thank you, oh God. Thank you tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, I just worship you. I worship you tonight, God. Adore you tonight, God. Honor you, God. I honor you tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, I thank you tonight, God. Thank you, oh God, for moving on the behalf of your people tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, I thank you tonight, God. I thank you, God, that whatever they're seeking, oh God, they will find it in you tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, I'm asking you tonight, God, to bring unity within the body of Christ tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, I pray tonight, God, that you will move, God, move throughout the church building tonight, God. Father, those, oh God, that are unsaved, oh God, draw them by your spirit, oh God. Draw them to your will, to your way tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, I pray tonight, God, that we will seek you, oh God, more than things, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. We need more of you tonight, God. More of you, God. Less of ourselves tonight, God. Father, we ask tonight, God, that you would kill the sin, oh God, in our flesh tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Open up our eyes tonight, God. Open up our minds tonight, God. Give us discernment tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, I ask that you would open up our spiritual eyes tonight, God, that we can see, oh God, what you see, oh God. We may be able to hear what you hear tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father, I pray tonight, God, for those fallen soldiers tonight, God. Draw them back tonight, God. Draw them to your will, to your way tonight, God. Those that have lost direction, God, draw them back tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Your desire is for none to perish, oh God. Father, I pray, God, that you would save souls tonight, God. God, I pray for change, oh God. I pray for deliverance tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, God, I rebuke selfishness tonight, God. I rebuke greed tonight, God. I come against manipulation tonight, God. Father, I ask tonight, God, that you would live in us tonight, God. Dwell in us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. We can't make it without you, God. We can't do it without you, oh God. Father, we need you tonight, God. We need you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh God, I just worship you. I worship you tonight, God. Honor and praise you tonight, God. Great is your mercy, God. Great is your faithfulness tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, God, I thank you and I honor you tonight, God. I honor you, God. I honor you tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, I just worship you. I worship you tonight, God. Father, many have turned and walked away tonight, God. But, Father, I ask, God, that you would keep us, oh, God. Keep us in your will tonight, God. Draw those that are backslidden tonight, God. Draw them back, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, I pray for change. God, I pray for change, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, I just worship you tonight, God. I pray for our family members tonight, God, that are unsaved, Father. Save their souls, oh, God. Draw them, God. Draw them to your will, to your way tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Father, I come against a spirit of delusion, oh, God, a spirit of deception tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Break every chain tonight, God. Break every chain tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we're hungry for you, God. We're desperate for you tonight, God. We can't make it without you, God. We can't live without you, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, I worship you. I worship you. I worship you tonight, God. Magnify you, God, and adore you tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, I ask tonight, God, if there's anything in us, oh, God, empty us of everything that's not like you tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Father, I worship you. I worship you tonight, God. Magnify you and adore you tonight, God. Father, I just thank you, God. I thank you tonight, God. Thank you for change, oh, God. Thank you, oh, God. Thank you tonight, God. Father, I praise and I honor you tonight, God. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm going to play a worship song. And for those that are not familiar with the system, if you want prayer, you have a testimony, a comment, press 1 and I'll take callers after this song. Thank you.
Okay, guys, the first call I have is 478. You're on the air.
Yes, woman of God, it's Belinda. Just calling to say I love you, and I just thank the Lord, our Heavenly Father, and His Son, Jesus Christ, sitting on the throne. And I just thank God for this prayer line, thanking God for our prayers keeping me just with my head up and just going on through this journey. Just thanking God that He promised that He would never leave nor forsake us.
Yes.
Just thanking God, just really thanking God that He said all things will work together for our good. And I just been meditating on those words, and I've been thinking, Lord, you mean everything? I mean all things? I mean, do you really mean every mistake I've made, every craziness that has happened in my life? Are you saying that it will really work together for my good? But I do know that His word is true and faithful. And to just think that we serve such an awesome God that He says no matter what mistakes you made, whatever you said or done,
that's right,
He would turn it around and let it work while good.
Well, you're good. That's right. That's right.
And I just thank God, prophetess, for the word of God. Because when nothing else seems like it stands around us, to know that our invisible God, that we can just know that His word is true, that His word is true. And
That's right. And
prophets, I just thank the Lord. When I was a little girl, I used to hear a song, "Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words would never hurt me." But prophets, word is powerful. And words can hurt you. Words can just do a lot of damage. And to know that our God, His word, in the beginning He was word, and to know that His word is just true and faithful, it just gives me strength to stand. And I just desire your prayers for me and my children and for the children all over the world. For some reason, like the children are on my mind. I believe children find out prophecies. They're crying out and nobody can hear them. That some are being murdered, abused. I just desire your prayers to pray for me, my children, and all the children in the world, and that God would just have mercy and just keep His angels charge over us in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Let me pray for you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we just thank you, Father. Lord God, we just thank you, Father, for what you're doing, Father. I thank you, Father, for mercy tonight, God. Father, we thank you for your grace, Father. Father, I thank you, Father, for giving my sister the strength, Father, to stand, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. And Lord God, I just thank you tonight, God, that you are her peace, Father. Father, you are her strength. You are her rock, Father. Lord God, I just thank you, Father, that everything she needs, Father, is in you, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father God, I ask tonight, God, as the wind blow, Father, that you would give her the strength, oh God, to just stand, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Lord God, I thank you tonight, God, even in the times, God, when things seem rocky, Father, unstable, Father, I'm praying and I'm asking you, Father, to keep her, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father, I ask tonight, God, that you would be the lifter of her head tonight, God. Father, give her laughter for morning, oh God. Father, I thank you tonight, God. Thank you for your peace that passeth all understanding, oh God. And Father, I ask tonight, God, that you would just
touch those silent tears tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, move in the disappointments, oh God, the heartbreak, even now, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father God, I decree and declare tonight, God, that she will walk in those things, oh God, that you have called for her to walk in, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father, tonight, in the name of Jesus, God, I rebuke the voice of the enemy, oh God, every whisper tonight, God, that's not of you, oh God. I mute the mouth of the enemy tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father, I thank you tonight, God. Thank you for being strength, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, thank you for being comfort, oh God, in the midst of loneliness, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh God, I worship you. I worship you tonight, God. Magnify you and adore you tonight, God. Lord, I thank you tonight, God. Thank you for being a mind regulator, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, I thank you tonight, God. Thank you, oh God, for being peace, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. So, Father, even now, in the name of Jesus, God, every word, oh God, that has been spoken, oh God, that's not of you, in the name of Jesus, God, we tear it down now, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, we speak life, oh God. We speak blessings tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh God, I just worship you tonight, God. Magnify you, God. Adore you tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh God, I just worship you. I worship you tonight, God. Father, I thank you for our children tonight, God. God, touch them tonight, God. Draw them by your spirit, oh God. Draw them to your will, to your way tonight, God. Destroy, dismantle everything that's not like you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, place a hedge of protection around them tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh God, touch your grandchildren tonight, God. Father, use them for your glory tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, we lift up all children tonight, God, across this world tonight, God. Father, touch them tonight, God. Draw them by your spirit, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, that broken little girl tonight, that broken little boy tonight, God, touch them tonight, God. Those that are being abused, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, touch them tonight, God. Father, I ask, God, that you would keep them tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, give them strength, oh God. Give them strength in the name of Jesus, God. Father, I just worship you tonight, God. Magnify you tonight, God. Adore you tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, I magnify you, God. Worship you tonight, God, and honor you tonight, God. Father, I come against every spirit of murder tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, those that are bound in gangs, oh God, bring them out tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, those that have lost hope tonight, God, give them hope in the name of Jesus, God. Father, those that struggle with drug addictions, oh God, mind issues tonight, God, break every chain tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, I thank you for being strength, oh God. Thank you, God, you are a role model tonight, God. Father, those, oh God, those that are being raised by single parents, oh God, Father, I'm asking you to keep them tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, those with learning disabilities, oh God, Father, I'm asking you tonight, God, to touch them, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Move upon your people tonight, God. Move on their hearts, move on their minds tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, I thank you tonight, God. Thank you, oh God. God, I just give you glory tonight, God. I give you honor tonight, God. I give you praise tonight, God. Father, I thank you and I bless you and I glorify you tonight, God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
You
know, when you was talking about words, it just made me think about something. When I was, you know, when I was really young, I think I told you I'll be 36 in December. I remember not too long ago, it came back to my memory, some things that a teacher had said to me, you know what I'm saying? And I said, God, I was asking God, I said, God, why did she say those things? Because words have strength. You get what I'm saying?
My God.
And I said, God, why did she say those things to me? And she humiliated me. And I lied to you not too long ago. I seen this particular teacher. It was maybe, I don't know, maybe probably 2 years ago, I think, that I had seen her on TV. And I remember it was like some bad weather that, you know, was going on in her area, whatever. And I seen her. And I'm telling you, I lie to you not, all of the stuff I was thinking about, the things that this lady had said to me, and I'm telling you, when she was saying this stuff, and I was like, oh, there she go. You know? But I said, God, you know, just help me. Because I remember, like, even as, you know, being very young, those things, they still stand out to me. I had people telling me that I wouldn't make it. You know, there was people that said to me that I wouldn't live to be 13, but the devil is a liar because December the 3rd, I'll be 36. So listen, whatever people are saying, if it does not come into alignment with what God's word is saying about you, we have to learn to rebuke it. You know what I'm saying? Like some of those same people that said things about me that I was this and I was that, and some of those same people, now they see me and they're like, Nichelle, you look different. But I'm telling you, once you have a real encounter with God, things will change. You know what I'm saying? And those same people that are saying different things to you, sometimes God will turn that thing around and they will need you. But bless them. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes it's hard to like, you know, bless those that curse you, but the word of God say do it, and we want to be right with God and not, you know, doing things that's contrary to what God is speaking. It's not easy, but you do that. You know what I'm saying? Bless those that curse you. Sometimes people speak things and say things out of ignorance, but I just know that me, you know, being verbally abused and things have been said to me that could have really damaged me. And when I think about, you know how you hear kids that commit suicide because of bullying and all of this other stuff. That's why I take it so serious with my son. You know what I'm saying? I said, Joshua, do not tease people and such and such, because you don't know what's going on in their home, you know. And I got it from both places. I got it at home, from family. And I never really understood. I was like, God, why are they treating me like this? I didn't think about, I was chosen and all of this other stuff. I didn't learn this stuff to later on, you know what I'm saying, being told that I was this and I was ugly and I was this and such, but I'm telling you, God will take all of that and use it for his glory, you know what I'm saying? Even those things that I was teased about, you know what I'm saying, my eyes being chinky and such, but those same things that people said to me and was, you know, negative about, those are the things now that I get, compliments about, because I'm walking in my identity, you know what I'm saying? So regardless of, people going to say stuff, and it can be hurtful, and I think they don't really understand the power of their words, you know what I'm saying? Just like even with my son, I realize sometimes out of my anger, and he's one of those children that will, you know, say, Mommy, you said such and such to me. And I have to be careful, because if I say, Josh, that's just stupid, he'll say that I call him stupid. And I'm like, Joshua, I did not call you stupid. I was saying the situation was stupid. So we just have to really be careful with our words, you know what I'm saying? Because we want to build people up and not tear them down, you know? So just be encouraged, sis, and keep pushing, okay? I love you so much, you know.
I love you, and I thank God for you. I was talking to Evangelist Truth today, and she was saying, I was telling her how sorry I was that I missed out on Tuesday on the prayer line, and she was saying, but she remembered you. She prayed for you, and woman of God, I just thank you for your prayers, because God knows. I do know that prayer changes things, because God said in his word that he never wanted us to cease from praying. So thank you for continually communicating to God for us in Jesus' name. I just love you much, and just remember me. And I promise you, prophets, I'll be remembering you.
God bless you. Thank you so much. Love you, okay?
Thank you much. Okay.
All right. Okay. 601, you're on the air.
Well, hello, my sister.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful, wonderful. Just thinking about you, and just thank God for you. And we was here with you Tuesday, but I was just being a quiet supporter Tuesday.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes I'd like to just come in and just listen.
Oh, okay. I didn't know you was up here. I covered you, though.
I heard you. I came in through Skype, so you probably saw 661 I'm up there.
Okay, yeah.
But I just wanted to share with you from the Word of God. You know, I always like to give you something from the Word.
Okay.
I just always like to consider myself like a spiritual news anchor.
Praise God.
Bring some good news.
Yes.
The Bible declares today in Psalm 18, verse 1 and 2, I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler, and the horn of my salvation, and my high tower.
Yes, thank you.
And it's wonderful to know that God is all of those things for us. He's rock. If he's your rock, he's stability.
That's right.
And no matter what, whatever we need, he's stability tonight.
Thank you,
and we know that the scripture says a double-minded man is unstable
Able.
In all his ways. So we can trust him at all times.
Amen.
So I just wanted to share that with you and say, be encouraged yourself as you continue your walk and encounter with the Lord.
Praise God. I receive that. I receive that. You want me to pray for you?
Yes, ma'am. Please do so.
Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I just thank you for my brother tonight, God. Father God, I just thank you, Father, for seasons, Father. I thank you for his ministry, oh God. Lord God, I just thank you, Father, for blessing this ministry, oh God. Lord God, I just thank you, Father, for meeting every need tonight, God. Father God, I just thank you, Father, for God just opening doors that no man can shut, oh God. Father God, I just thank you, Father, that God, that you're going to even extend this ministry even more, Father. Lord God, I just thank you, Father. Thank you for fresh wine, oh God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for giving him strength, oh God. Father, if there's any help, Father, that's needed, Father, I'm asking you, Father, that you would, God, just send the help, oh God. Father God, I just thank you, Father, for everything, Father, being completed, oh God. Father God, I just thank you, Father, for the secretary, oh God. Father, I thank you, Father, for what you're doing, oh God. Father God, I just thank you for stability, oh God. Father God, I thank you, Father, for the abundance, oh God, in this life, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father God, I ask tonight, God, if there's any needs, Father, in his life, Father, I ask, Father, that you would meet those needs, oh God. Father, I pray tonight, God, that you would touch his body, Father, cause his body, oh God, to come into alignment, oh God. And Father, I ask tonight, God, anything, God, and everything that he's poured out to others, Father, I ask, Father, that you would restore it unto him, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. And Lord God, I just ask tonight, God, that you would touch his family, oh God. Father, bring healing, Father. Bring unity, oh God. Bring strength in this family, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father, I ask tonight, God, that you would place a hedge of protection, oh God, around my brother, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, I just thank you tonight, God. Thank you, Father, for being his strength, oh God. Thank you, Father, for being his rock tonight, God. Thank you, Father, for being his everything tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Lord God, I just thank you tonight, God. Thank you, oh God. Thank you tonight, God, for causing things, oh God, to come into divine alignment, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh God, I just worship you tonight, God. We honor and we bless you tonight, God. Glorify you tonight, God. Magnify you tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Lord God, I just thank you tonight, God. Thank you, oh God, for allowing him to rest in you tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, I thank you and I honor and I bless you tonight, God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. And I just want you to be praying for me because on Monday I have to do an MRI and a CT scan.
Okay.
This is what, you know, we're supposed to do every year since the brain surgery. So it's that time of the year. And I have been having, like, headaches and things. And so I've just been rebuking it, you know, all that kind of stuff. But so it'll be this coming up Monday on the 10th.
On the 10th. Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I just lift this thing up with the CAT scan, Father, and the MRI, Father.
Yes.
Lord God, I'm just asking you tonight, God, to move. Father God, whatever the root of this pain in his head, Father, we come against it now in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, we speak balance even now in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we come against any bad reports. Father, we ask tonight, God, that anything out of alignment, Father, we ask, Father, that you would cause it to come into divine alignment even now in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, I just thank you tonight, God. Thank you, Father, for touching him, Father, even now in the name of Jesus, God. Lord God, I just thank you tonight, God. Thank you, Father, for the victory, oh God. Father God, I thank you, oh God. Thank you, oh God, that he's an overcomer, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Lord God, I just thank you, Father, for moving,
Father, by your power, by your spirit tonight, God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, sis.
Not a problem. God bless you, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Okay. 301, you're on the air. Okay.
Praise God. It's Sister Cassandra. Good afternoon. How you doing?
I'm doing good, sis. You doing okay?
Yes. I need prayer for my health.
Okay.
And my daughter, my daughter's situation and my paperwork that I need to turn into my business.
You need a what for your business?
I'm turning in some more paperwork.
Oh, okay.
For my business, and I just want to pray.
Oh, okay, okay. Father God, in the name
of marriage.
Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I just thank you for my sister tonight, God. Lord God, I just ask, Father, that you touch my sister from the crown of her head, oh God, to the sole of her feet, Father. Father God, whatever is going on in her body, Father, Lord, I ask tonight, God, that you would heal her, Father, from the crown of her head, God, to the sole of her feet, the soles of her feet. Father God, we come against any stomach issues, oh God. Father God, whatever the issues are in her body, Father, I ask, Father, that you would heal it tonight, God. Lord God, I pray, Father, if there's any changes that she needs to make, Father, help her to make those changes, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord God, I just ask tonight, God, that you would just touch my sister, God. Father, I pray tonight, God, I pray for her marriage, Father. Lord God, I just ask tonight, God, that anything that's not like you, Father, we rebuke it now in the name of Jesus, God. Father, we destroy, we dismantle everything, Father, that's not like you, God. Father, I speak unity in this marriage, oh God. Father, I thank you for healing tonight, God. I thank you, Father, that God, any attacks, Father, we rebuke it now in the name of Jesus, God. Lord God, I just ask tonight, God, that you would touch her, Father. Touch her husband tonight, God. Father, I pray tonight, God, that you would give him strength. Father, I ask, God, that you would cause them, Father, to walk in more unity, Father, more understanding, even now in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray, Father, if there's any needs, Father, I ask, God, that you would meet their needs tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, Father, as a couple, Father, draw them closer to you, Father. Draw them closer to your will, closer to your way tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, Lord God, I just thank you tonight, God, that their desires, God, will come into alignment with your desires for their lives, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, Father, I lift up their baby to you tonight, God. I ask, Father, that you would touch her, God. Father, draw her to your will, to your way tonight, God. And, Father God, I come against anything, oh, God, that's been spoken over her life, Father, that's not of you, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord God, I just ask tonight, God, that you would turn things around, oh God. Father, I pray, God, that you would move, Father, move even in the situation with school, oh God. Father, whatever the devil meant for bad, God, turn it around, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father, I'm asking you tonight, God, Lord, to open up her mind, God. I ask, Father, that you would help her to focus like never before, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Lord God, I just pray tonight, God, whatever the need is, God, I'm asking you to meet it, Father. Father, I ask tonight, God, that you would put those in her path, Father, that would see the gifts and talents that are in her, Father. And, Father, just encourage and enhance those things, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord God, keep her, Father. Keep her tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, Father God, I lift up the situation with her business, Father. I'm asking you, Father, that whatever is needed, Father, I'm asking you, God, to help her and assist her to finish these things up, oh, God. Father, I ask, God, that you would, God, you show her, Father, what to do in each and every situation, Father. And, Father, I pray for the people, God, that will receive this paperwork, Father. I'm asking you, Father, that you would give her favor in this situation, oh, God. And, Father, I'm praying, God, that everything that the enemy meant for bad, oh, God, for disaster, Father, I ask, God, that you would make it work for her good, oh, God. Father, I just cover her, Father, with your blood tonight, God. I plead the blood of Jesus over her tonight, God. I plead the blood of Jesus over her family tonight, God. I plead the blood of Jesus over her business tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord God, I just thank you tonight, God. We honor and we praise you tonight, God. Glorify you tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Hello?
Thank you. Amen. Thank you.
No problem, sis. God bless you, okay?
God bless you. Amen.
All right. 443, you're on the air.
Hi, Nichelle.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, Nichelle. It's Katie and Laura.
Hey, Laura. How you doing?
I'm hanging in there. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. I'm doing good.
Good. I'm glad to hear it. That's Katie. Hello.
Hey, Katie. You guys sound a little alike.
Yeah, do we? First, I wanted to thank you for praying for Elizabeth last night. The other night. It was very well needed. And then we called her. We talked to her in Hong Kong, and she was just, she says, I'm so glad. She said exactly what I needed to hear. So she was glad to hear you were praying for her and the word. But I guess, Katie and I are just, we're struggling, man. We are just spiritually just struggling. Just, we're having, both of us are having a hard time, like, getting back into our prayer life. Just feeling like aimless in our, there's so time. I mean, it's great when you're on the mountain, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, God is wonderful. But then when you're not hearing God and you just feel like, God's forgotten about you. And we're losing sight of, what our purpose and our destiny. And we just so want to hear from God. And, we just can't even get ourselves to even sit down and really, really pray to God like, we used to. We're just, I don't know. I know she's got a lot going on in her life. I've got a lot going on in my life. But we're both spiritually dealing with the same thing right now, feeling the same way and just not knowing how to get back there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So if you could just, pray that God would just, raise us up and, make us warriors again and give us, allow us to hear his voice and a purpose. And
Let me say something. Like, a lot of times I might not say it, but a couple of days ago, exactly where you are, That's where I was. I kind of felt like, I really felt like giving up. I just did not want to do anything anymore. You know what I'm saying? I felt abused. Yeah. I felt used. And I'm keeping real with you. And
mm-hmm.
I said, God, I just don't want to do this no more. I see, different things being done. And it's like, God, the things that I've been praying for and I've been crying out, I said, God, I pray as hard as I know how. You know what I'm saying? And
right.
I'm not seeing things change in my life, you know what I'm saying? And I
yeah.
said, God, I just, and honestly, I prayed a little bit, but not like I normally do.
Exactly.
And God said, and he spoke to me, and I remember saying, God, I said, God, help me, you know what I'm saying? I said, God,
yeah.
I have nothing else to give, And sometimes people don't understand, sometimes people just keep going and keep going. And
right.
I just felt like I had nothing else to give. And God told me, he said in the show, he said, try it again. And then he just started to speak to me, about certain things, because the promises of God, he don't change his promises. The things that God has promised me, he's going to do those things. And
yes.
I think, like, sometimes we do get weary, but the word says don't be weary, in well-doing. In due season you will reap if you faint not. So, we all get there. We do. But I'm telling you, cry out to God. And you can't, I know, it was just, I kind of felt mad. I didn't want to pray.
Yep.
But I knew nothing else to do. See, all I know to do is call on Jesus. You get what I'm saying?
Yep.
There are certain things that I cannot tell my mom. There are certain things
right.
that I cannot tell my dad. You know what I'm saying? There are certain things that I can't yep. say to friends, but I can say it to Jesus. You get what I'm saying? Because sometimes
yes,
when you're vulnerable with people, sometimes people take those things and, use them. But still, I can call on him. And I was like, God, I'm telling you. God heard my cry. And I said, God,
when he told me he sent a show, he said, try it again. And I said, God, you know, such and such, such and such. But I just kept saying, just help me. Just help me. And I would just sit in his presence. Sometimes you just have to sit, lay in his presence. You know, some people are like, oh, you got to go do this. You got to soak and you got to do all this other stuff. But I'm telling you that if you call on him, he will answer. And sometimes you may not know the words to say. Just lay in his presence. And then it's like for the last couple of days, God, I've been sleeping more. And I'm like,
right.
I didn't understand, but I'm telling you, every time I would wake up, it's like God had done something inside of me. You know what I'm saying? And I could just feel, I could actually feel things just being broken. You get what I'm saying? Because I said, I have no other choice but to trust him. He is the only way, you know? And I said, God, and when he said, it's this thing between me and God. You know, he's the love of my soul. And I'm not just saying that, throwing it out there, but
yeah.
I love him. I love him. He's the only one when I'm mad, when I'm down, when I feel depressed, I feel like nothing. Nobody else can reach me but him. I mean, my mom can say things that, but nobody touch me like God can.
Oh,
when
amen.
I feel like I'm not going to make it, when I feel like I just want to die. Because sometimes, you know, the enemy do whisper and say certain things. You know, this walk, it's not easy. But I'm telling you, sis, keep pushing. Because if you stop, you're not going to make it to where God wants to take you to. You know what I'm saying? Because the enemy can't take it from you. The only thing he'll do is try to stop you. So don't allow him to stop you. And I'm just going to pray. But I want you to call on God and just say, God, here I am. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what I need, because that's what I said. I said, God, I don't know what I need, but I know you do. So, Lord, I'm asking you to help me, and I'm telling you he would allow me to go into these deep sleeps. And when I would wake up, it's like I woke up with a new mind. I felt renewed. I felt strength. You get what I'm saying? And I think about it. Like the enemy, he fight me. He fight me so hard because it's not just me. It's other people attached to what God has called me to do. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So he tried
exactly.
to stop me, you know. And I said, God, just help me. And God, and then like he put this stupid, dumb, retarded idea in my head. Oh, you should go back into the Word. I said, oh, no, that's not an option. I said, God, I need you to get me out, you know, because we all get there. You know, some people will say, oh, well, do this. But I'm telling you, just get in the presence of God and just whatever you feel. If you feel stupid, if you feel down, you feel like you failed, just tell God. And that's what I do. I'll say, God, I feel rejected. I feel abandoned. I feel worthless. I feel this. You know what I'm saying? God, I need you to touch me. And I'm telling you, when he touched me, those feelings, because they're not from God. God is not going to say, you're stupid, you're this. But just be real with God. When you go to him real, he will really minister to you. If you feel like I remember one time I said, God, I feel nasty. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I said, because I always said to myself, and I think, you know, I have a 10-year-old son. I always wanted to be married and, you know, before I had a child, had children and stuff like that, and I didn't. And I really felt like I failed God. Even I would repent over and over again, but I just felt like something was missing. And I was like, God, I need you to restore me. You know what I'm saying? I feel nasty. I feel dirty. And I just kept crying out to God, whatever. And it was some more stuff in, you know, deep details, but I won't say those things on air. But I was honest with God, and he touched me. Whatever the situation is, I don't care how bad it may seem, there is nothing that's too hard for God. And I'm going to tell you something else. This is what I'm getting, sis. Sometimes you try to fix your own problems, and it's not in your strength to do it. You have to give it to God. You know what I'm saying? And listen, if it was in your strength, you would be fixed. You have to release it to God, and I mean totally release it and allow God to do it, because there is nothing that's too hard for God. You hear me?
No, I know. And, you know, can I be honest with you?
Yeah.
I mean, I can't say that this is for Katie, but this is for me, that I just am just such at a point now that I just don't even have it in me to call out on God anymore. You know? It's just
that's
like
what the enemy No. That's a lie. And that's a trick from the enemy. You do have it in you. You don't have to say a long thing. You just say, Father, I need you. God, I don't know what I need, but I need you. I need your help. You don't have to say, oh, well, God, dear Heavenly Father, I'm calling on you right now, and just say, Jesus, please help me. I've lost my way. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes, like, with myself, when I just know him, you know,
yes.
And I said, God, I miss you in this way. I said, God, please forgive me. You know what I'm saying? And I say, Father, I believe that you sent your son, Jesus Christ, to die for me on the cross. And then three days later, he rose again. I do that.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Whatever. I just go to him. I have to go to him. And you don't have to go to him in a fancy way. You know what I'm saying? And I remember, like, it was one point in time that it was, some people call it different things, but I call it a demon. I could not speak. It was on my back. You get what I'm saying?
I could not speak.
I could not do nothing. I couldn't move. But I'm going to tell you, this is how powerful the name of Jesus is. If you just think on the name of Jesus, you get what I'm saying? That's all I could do. I could not move. I could not move. But I just thought on the name of Jesus, and that thing moved off of me. So meditate. Just get in the presence of God and just think on him. And he knows, because sometimes, listen, if you don't go to him, you know, what he wants you to do is come to him. You're not going to him. You're going to your problems. You're going to what make you feel good. But you got to sit in the presence of God, because it's beyond you. And just ask him to help you. And don't ask. Sometimes we always asking God, take it away, take it away, take it away. But ask him to give you strength to stand in it. You get what I'm saying? Like a lot of people say, Michelle, you're so strong and such. But I'm telling you, I have those things too, but I just ask God, and I remember like praying like, God, take it away. And I honestly thought that he did not hear me, but he did.
Huh?
What he wanted me to do is stand in it. And I'm telling you, like, God gave me strength to stand in. I remember crying to one of my friends, and I told her, because some stuff happened with me and this church, and I'm honestly, I really thought that I was going to die. You get what I'm saying? I didn't tell none of my family. At first I was standing, and then I just gave up. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I was telling my friend, I said, listen, I said, this person, I said, they won. I said, I have no more fight in me. I can't fight no more. You get what I'm saying? And that's when certain things started to happen, because I gave up. Because can't nobody take what God has for you. You got to understand it. The only thing that can happen is you give it up. So, sis, you got to fight. You know what I'm saying? There are some things that God has for you, and you got to get them. You know what I'm saying? You got to stand.
Yeah.
I don't care what the enemy say to you. Nobody else's name are on those things but yours, and you got to get them. You know what I'm saying? You got to go after these things by seeking God. And start out, if it's just 1 minute or 2 minutes or whatever. There's, even with me, like, there's sometimes that I don't feel like reading the Bible for 2 hours and such as
that.
I'm like, God, I'm just going to read this. You know what I'm saying? And it's like he accepts that. You know, he receives that. And trust me, we should always progress and go to the next level. But sometimes God knows, he understands. Think about it. He created you. He know how many hairs that are on your head. And I don't even think your parents know that. Well, we know that they don't. You know what I'm saying? He knows those things, those intimate things. God know those things. And he's not the type of God that would throw those things in your face or look down on you. He love you just for who you are, with all of your mess, all of your broken pieces. And I'm like, and I think sometimes, what can I give to a God such as this? You know what I'm saying? Like, all of the mistakes that I've made, all of the things that I've done, he still loved me through all of my faults. I honestly, some people may disagree with me, but I don't even think my parents love me like that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I don't, trust me, my son, he loves me. He loves me, loves me, loves me, loves me.
Yeah.
But he get upset with me. You know what I'm saying? And he will, you know, distance himself to me, especially when I spank him, because I, you know, spank him or whatever. But God is not like that. Even like every time I fail him and I did certain things and, you know, smoked marijuana, had sex out of marriage, did things, and he said, Michelle, don't do it. And I'm like, yeah, God, I know that I shouldn't do it, but I continue to do it. You know what I'm saying? Just being disobedient. But he loved me in spite of it all. So who wouldn't serve a God like that? You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
Start from where you are and just, you know, ask him to help you. Whatever your weaknesses are, ask God to help you because he will. You know, there are some things when I first got, I don't try to talk your head off, but I'm just trying to encourage you.
When I first got
back into church, one of the things that I struggled with was sex. You know what I'm saying? And I'm telling you, God will keep you if you want to be kept. You know what I'm saying? And I said, God, please help me. And there are people that have laughed at me and made jokes. But I'm telling you, if you cry and you ask God to help you, he will help you in this area. And I'm telling you, there's times in the beginning where I almost fell back into my mess. You know, but I said, God, I don't want this. I want what you want for my life. You know what I'm saying? I don't want somebody that's just identifying with me for my body parts. You know what I'm saying? I want somebody that will love me and treat me right and respect me and know that I'm a jewel. You know what I'm saying? My father is royalty, and I don't want anything different from that. And I know now that my past has nothing to do with my future, nothing at all. Whatever God say that I can have, I know that I can have it. So just be encouraged. Get up from this place. Dust yourself off and just start at the basics. You know what I'm saying? God, I need you to help me. I'm going to commit to spending 5 minutes a day with you. I don't care if you read one verse in the Bible. Do that and say a prayer. Just start at the basics and just increase on that. You know what I'm saying? Just allow God to do it in you, because God is going to restore you, you know, and allow him to do it. It takes some time, but he'll do it. Trust me, he will. So let me pray.
You have people that are put in your life, like your spiritual heads, your pastor, or somebody you confide in, or or whoever. And you know, Katie's been mine, and she's always been my strength. So it's been hard because she's kind of at the same place too. So I'm really feeling alone. And then, you know, there's the people that you think that you can count on, you know, who you're getting instruction, who are helping you grow and helping you walk, and then you're finding out things about their life, and that's not to judge, but because we're all human, you know what I mean? No matter where we're at, no matter what position we're in God, we are all still human. But it makes you stop and think, like, you know, what, I mean, God, if Christians can't even get along, and this Christian's letting me down, and everything, what, you know, I'm just so confused on trust, who to confide in. It's just sad. It's just sad.
Yeah. You know, like, I know a while ago I was in that same place, and I think your dependency is too much on people. You know what I'm saying? And it's it might sound hard right now, but I remember, like, if I couldn't get through to certain people, even when I remember going through this thing, when I lost my job, I lost my car, I just, everything was gone, and I was like, God, everybody, you know, that I felt like everybody that needed me, I was there for them. And I said, God, there is nobody here for me. And I just heard the Holy Spirit was ministering to me, and I could hear him say brokenness. And I would say, I was so mad. I really was. I was like, no, because I understood what he meant. You know what I'm saying? I was like, God, I said, God, everybody has left me. And I became very depressed. I was sitting in the dark. You know what I'm saying? I really wanted to kill myself, but he wouldn't allow me. He said if I would try it, I wouldn't die. You know, so I was mad with him about that. But still and yet, I'm telling you, God said to me, I said, God, everybody has left me. And he said, it's not them, it's me. And so sometimes God would allow you to be in a place where nobody can get to you or through to you but him, because he wants you to cry out to him and him alone.
Yeah, there it is. That's what I'm getting.
Yeah. So, you know, let him do what he has to do in your life. And yes, you know what I'm saying, it might be painful now, but it's all for his glory. And I'm telling you, when you come out the fire, you'll be in a different place. You know what I'm saying? You're not going to have no residue that you have experienced being in a fire, you know? If you just lean on God, and I'm telling you, walking through it, it might be hard, but I'm telling you, just allow God to do what he has to do in your life, because in this fire that God is allowing you to walk through, there's some pain that God is going to heal, some unforgiveness. There's some things that God is going to break off, and there's some things that God is going to pour in you, those places in your heart that has been broken where you felt like you would never recover. God wants to heal those places. You know what I'm saying? He wants you to stand, and then when he do it for you, you'll be able to open your mouth up and minister to somebody else, because it's in you. I don't care what it looked like now. It's in you. You know what I'm saying? There is greatness in you. There is more in you than you know.
Amen. I think I've just come to a point where I've just learned to accept that my whole life I'm just going to have to carry all this hurt.
Well,
I mean,
well, what I've been getting is we're not looking at it in the right perspective, and that's what I've been, it's been blowing up to me lately. You know, you got to look at it in a different perspective and be grateful for what we do got. And and what's went on, and we have been blessed, and we've always made it through. So, you know, but we are both, and, you know, I'm not broken. I'm going to keep moving. But, you know, I do got to look at things differently. And, you know, somehow we just need prayer and guidance. But, you know, it is what it is. We're just going through a rough patch right now.
And you got to lean on God. And it's all right. You know what I'm saying? Reach out. But still and yet, God can do it. I know he can do it. And the reason I know he can do it, because he did it for me, you know. And it's not like you're saying something that the majority of these people up here have experienced these things. You know what I'm saying? So just be encouraged. And I'm going to pray, because we got some other people. But, you know, Katie knows how to get in contact with me. But, you know, just be encouraged, you know, both of you guys, because God can do it, you know. He's going to bring you from this place. Just lean on him. Let me pray.
Okay, could you just throw Zach in there too, please?
Okay, sure. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we just thank you, Father. We thank you, Father, for your anointing that destroys yokes, Father. Lord God, we just thank you, Father, that you are a healer. Father, we thank you that you are strength, even now, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord God, I just thank you, Father. I thank you for Laura, Father. I thank you, Father, for touching her from the crown of her head, Father. Lord God, I just thank you, Father, for removing the sadness, even now, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, I just thank you tonight, God, for breaking every chain, Father. Father God, I just come against every spirit of deception, Father, right now. Father, I come against every spirit of abandonment now in the name of Jesus, God. Father, every spirit of rejection, Father, I rebuke it now in the name of Jesus, God. Father, every chain of addiction, oh God, I break it now in the name of Jesus, God. Father, I ask tonight, God, that you would root up, God, those things in our heart, Father, that's not of you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, those unclean thoughts tonight, God. Father, I'm asking you, Father, to bring those things in captivity tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, I'm asking you tonight, God, to purify her mind, God. Purify her heart even now, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father, I ask tonight, God, that you would give her, Father, the instructions, oh God. Give her the steps, God, that you would have her to take, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father, I ask even now, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Remind her of the cross, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, remind her of the things, oh God, that you did, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father, let her know tonight, God, that you will never leave her, Father, nor forsake her, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father, we know you to be greater than any problem, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh God, I thank you tonight, God, for bringing restoration, oh God. Thank you, Father, for bringing healing, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, I just worship you tonight, God. We magnify your name tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, I plead the blood of Jesus, God, over her mind tonight, God. I plead the blood of Jesus over her heart tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, I pray tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Uproot, God, destroy everything that's not like you, oh, God. Father, every word that has been spoken, oh, God, that's not of you tonight, God. We tear it down in the name of Jesus, God. Father, I ask tonight, God, that you would give her strength, oh God, to stand in the name of Jesus, God. Father, I ask tonight, God, that you would take her, oh God, into a deeper place in you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, help her to call on you, oh God, even when she don't feel like it, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, I pray tonight, God, that you would touch her, oh God. Touch her steps, oh God. Anoint her steps, God, for your purpose, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, I pray tonight, God, that you would be her hope, oh God, in a hopeless situation, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Be her strength in the time of weakness, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. And yes, God, I thank you tonight, God. Thank you, oh God. Thank you tonight, God, for being her lover, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, I thank you tonight, God. Thank you, oh God. Thank you tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. I worship you, God. I worship you tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, thank you, oh God. Thank you, oh God, for moving in her life, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, I ask tonight, God, that you would touch Katie, oh God. Father, draw her tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, touch her tonight, God. Build her up tonight, God, where she's tore down tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, I'm asking you tonight, God, to be her healer tonight, God. Be her deliverer tonight, God. Be her strength tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, I pray tonight, God, every pull tonight, God, that's not of you tonight, God, we rebuke it now in the name of Jesus, God. Father, I'm asking you tonight, God, to pour into her, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, fill the void tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, where there's loneliness, God, bring comfort, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, I ask tonight, God, that you would dismantle, oh God, everything that's not like you tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, breathe in her mind tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father, I thank you tonight, God, that you're working it out, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh God, I worship you. I worship you tonight, God. Glorify you tonight, God. Magnify you tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father, we come against the spirit of heaviness tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, thank you for releasing a garment of praise, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, we thank you tonight, God, for destroying the hands of the enemy tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh God, I worship you tonight, God. I worship you. I worship you tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, I'm asking you tonight, God, to move, God. Move by your power tonight, God. Move by your spirit, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father, I thank you tonight, God. I thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. She may be rejected by man, oh God, but not rejected by you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father, I thank you tonight, God, that you're working in family issues tonight, God. You're bringing healing tonight, God. You're mending things, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh God, I worship you tonight, God. Magnify you, oh God, and adore you tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We worship you, God. We worship you tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father, I ask tonight, God, that you would heal this relationship, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Restore in the name of Jesus, God. And Father, everything, oh God, that the enemy meant for bad, oh God, cause it to work for their good, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father, I ask you tonight, God, to touch Zach, oh God. Be what he needs tonight, God. Be a healer tonight, God. Be his strength tonight, God. A mind regulator tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, touch him tonight, God. Touch him, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, touch him in places, oh God. No man, no woman can tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father, every chain tonight, God, break it, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Detach everything that's not like you tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh God, I ask tonight, God, that you would release your wisdom tonight, God. Give him godly discernment tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, I thank you tonight, God. Glorify you tonight, God. Magnify you tonight, God. Father, we just thank you tonight, God. We bless you and glorify you, God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you. We
God
love
bless you.
You.
We're
God bless
you.
God bless you, too.
We're praying for you.
Okay, thanks.
Love you.
Love you too. Okay, 954, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
I'm blessed. How are you doing, woman of God?
I'm doing good. Doing good.
Oh, good. I just thought about you. I was at church on Tuesday night, and there were so many people who had deaths in their family. They weren't members, but family members. And I thought about you, and in our little family prayer, I included you and your family. Glory to God.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Yes, yeah, so I'm just so happy to know you're doing better. It takes time to heal. And I just thank you for the prayer. I just see a change. God is shifting.
Praise God.
Yes, praise God. He is really shifting. And I'm just, I remember you were saying be more involved in the ministry. And God has just put it on my heart to ask you to pray for that, to open the doors in there for the ministry that He wants me to do there.
Okay, okay. And that's at your, are you talking about at your church?
Yes, and I also I told my grandson what you said, and that encouraged him, so thank you.
Oh, praise God, praise God. God is so good. Let me pray for. Oh, did you say something, sis? I apologize.
Oh, no, no, no. Just, well, for me, for the ministry, and that the whatever that is, well, I know it's the envy and jealousy. You know, we have to call it what it is. Well, see, and I just was so encouraged by your talking to the woman of God before and the other person on the line. That was awesome.
Praise God. Praise God. Yes. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I just thank you for my sister tonight, God. Lord God, I just ask, Father, that you would just touch her, Father, from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, oh God. Father God, I just thank you, Father, for the gratefulness that's in her heart, Father. Lord God, I just thank you for the love that's in her heart, Father. Lord God, I just ask tonight, God, that the ministry, Father, that you have called for her to do, Father. I'm asking you, Father, that you would give her the direction, Father. Lord God, I just ask, Father, that you would just open up her understanding even more, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. And, Father God, I just ask tonight, God, that you would just lead her, Father, into those things, God, that you're calling her to walk in, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. And, Father God, I come against every roadblock tonight, God, everything, oh, God, that's not like you tonight, God. We rebuke envy. We rebuke jealousy tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, Father God, we come against every spirit of sabotage tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, we dismantle every plan of the enemy, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father God, I just ask tonight, God, that you would keep her, Father. Father, I'm asking you tonight, God, to place a hedge of protection, Father, around her even now, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father, I ask tonight, God, that her pastor, Father, I'm asking you, Father, that you would touch his heart even now, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Lord God, I pray tonight, God, that you would show him, Father, your plans, oh God, for her in this ministry, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father God, I just ask tonight, God, that you would just use her, Father, for your glory tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Lord God, everything, oh God, that the enemy, God, that's sending, Father, to stop her, Father, we come against it now, in the name of Jesus, God. And Lord God, I just ask tonight, God, that you would just keep her, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. And Lord, I lift up her ministry tonight, God. I ask, Father, that you would bless it, oh God. God, bring increase tonight, God. Bring increase even now in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, I just ask tonight, God, that you would just touch this ministry, oh God. Bless it, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father, our desire, God, is your perfect will, oh God, be done in the name of Jesus, God. And Father God, everything that's not like you, oh God, we rebuke it now in the name of Jesus, God. Lord God, I ask tonight, God, that you would touch our family tonight, God. Father, I ask, God, that you would keep them, oh God. Give them strength, oh God. Give them wisdom tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Increase their discernment tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Cause them to walk in your truth, oh God. Your understanding.
standing tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father God, I thank you tonight, God. Thank you, oh God, for blessing my sister, God. Thank you for replenishing, oh God, those things, oh God, that she pour out to others, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh God, I just thank you tonight, God. Father, thank you for the anointing, oh God. Thank you, oh God. Thank you tonight, God. Thank you for fresh wind tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh God, I thank you for your protection tonight, God. Thank you, oh God, for your hedge of protection, oh God, around her tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh God, I thank you and I bless you, oh God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, woman of God. And I pray God increase you more and more as well. For God, oh, you know, glory.
Praise God. Thank you so much.
My Lord, God has much for us. The enemy attacks us very hard. And as you said, we have to keep standing and we will get the victory. Glory to God. But we need each other. And I just thank God for you.
Praise God, sis. I thank God for you as well. God bless you, okay?
Okay, you too.
All right. Okay. All right. 754, you're on the air.
Hello. How you doing, Sister Michelle?
I'm fine. How are you?
Walking in the rain. Just got to the house. Yeah, it's pouring down here. My daughter wanted me to tell you thank you for praying for my grandson.
Uh-huh.
He's going to get out Saturday.
Oh, well, praise God. God is so good.
And go back to court on the 13th. I think she said the 13th.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's a blessing.
Yeah, God is so good.
Yes, he is. Yeah. I'm getting proud. It's a lady.
Mama, 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 I want you in my house.
You know a way.
Oh, mama, finish. Go ahead. You do it first. Go ahead.
She told me I do it first. She don't want to talk. Why you don't want to talk? Oh, she told me I go here. Yeah, I just got home to this house. So.
Oh, okay. You want me to pray for you?
Please pray for me.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I forgot
yeah.
to tell you. Mr. Hankerson said his heart was bothering him. So he was on his way going to the hospital.
Okay.
I didn't
okay.
know the man had, open heart surgery.
Oh, Mr. Hankerson,
yeah.
he had heart surgery?
Yeah, a while back.
Okay. Well, yeah. let's pray for him. Let's pray for him.
Yeah, let's pray for him in the name of Jesus. Well, he showed me this.
Okay, okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we just lift up Mr. Hankerson tonight, God. Father, I ask, God, that you would touch his body from the crown of his head, oh God, to the sole of his feet, Father. Lord God, we just ask tonight, God, that you would just bring your healing, Father. Father, I come against all discomfort, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father God, we ask tonight, God, that you would just move in this situation, oh God. Father God, I rebuke any stress, Father. I come against every spirit of loneliness tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, we come against frustration now in the name of Jesus, God. Father, I ask tonight, God, that you would just bring healing, Father. Bring healing in his body tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Lord God, I just ask tonight, God, if this man is unsaved, Father, I ask, God, that you would save his soul tonight, God. Father, draw him by your spirit, oh God. Draw him to your will, to your way tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, I ask tonight, God, that you would just shield and protect him tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord God, I just ask tonight, God, that you would just move in his life, oh God. Move in his heart, Father. Move in his mind tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Lord God, I pray for Sister Anita tonight, God. I ask, Father, that you would touch her, oh God. Father, I ask, God, that you would draw her to your will, to your way tonight, God. Father, remove everything that's not like you tonight, God. Destroy the hands of the enemy tonight, God. Father, I ask tonight, God, that you would show her, Father. Show her the path, God, that you have for her tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, I come against stress tonight, God. I come against anxieties even now, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, God, I thank you tonight, God. Thank you for causing her, Father, to walk in your truth, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, I thank you for your direction. Thank you for your protection tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Jesus. Lord, I thank you for healing tonight, God. Healing in her family tonight, God. Father, thank you for restoring broken relationships tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Lord, I pray tonight, God, that you would touch our children, God. Touch them tonight, God. Those that are unsaved, God. Draw them, God. Draw them by your spirit, oh God. Draw them to your will, to your way tonight, God. Father, their needs, God. Meet their needs tonight, God. Father, if there's any that are sick tonight, God, heal their bodies tonight, God. And Father God, I come against every word tonight, God. Every word that has been spoken over them, Father, that's not of you tonight, God. We speak death to them now in the name of Jesus, God. Father, I lift up her household tonight, God. Father, meet every need tonight, God. Answer every concern tonight, God. Father, those that are unsaved, God, draw them, God. Draw them by your spirit, oh God. Draw them to your will, to your way tonight, God. Destroy, dismantle, God, everything that's not like you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father, we thank you tonight, God, for being peace, God. Peace in the name of Jesus, God. Father, we thank you for order tonight, God. We thank you for understanding tonight, God. We thank you for unity, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you and we honor and we bless you tonight, God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you so much.
Oh, not a problem. God bless you, okay?
I almost forgot. I was sitting at the bus stop. I said, no, that's, I got to call Sister Michelle. I got to call her. And I'm so glad I did. You know, thank God for having that type of mind, you know?
Yeah.
Because I was on the bus today, and there was a guy on the bus talking to himself, and he was talking loud and stuff. You know, just talking to himself. So I thank God that I got a sound mind, you know.
Yeah, praise
thank
God.
Thank Jesus through all this stuff I'm going through. I thank God for everything.
Yeah.
I talk with my daughter, though. I'm talking to her. I went over her house today, the one that I was living with. So she seemed like she's okay, you know.
Okay, well, that's good. I pray that God fully restore, you know, the relationship between you and her, you know.
Yeah, I haven't talked to the baby girl. I haven't talked to her, so, you know, I don't know. She ain't been calling my phone, so she'll be okay.
Yeah, did you call her? Did you try to call her?
I ain't call her.
Well, maybe you should call her, Anita.
I'll see her Sunday because my daughter is having her baby boy birthday party at Regional Park, so I know I'll see her.
Yeah,
you know,
just go and talk to her, you know what I'm saying?
Huh?
I said just talk to her, reach out to her, and just, maybe you should call her before y'all go to the party, though, and just let her know, you know, just because, you know, sometimes you have to be the bigger person in a situation. Just say, you know, if I said anything or done anything to hurt you, I apologize. Because anything that would stop your blessings, Anita, you want that to be removed. You hear what I'm saying? You have to, sometimes you have to step out. It's been situations that, you know, people have wronged me and stuff, and I really wanted to be a stubborn horse. But I couldn't. I had to go to them and just, you know, let them know that I was sorry. And so, and sometimes it's, you know, it's gotten easier now that I've been doing it. But at first it wasn't. You know, me and my siblings, we get into it. I mean, we now my brothers, my relationship with my brothers are a little bit different because I guess because I'm a female, I can slap them and stuff like that. But but my sisters, oh my God, if I was to touch them, it'd be a different situation. But sometimes, you know, you have to do that. You know, like I have to go to them and, you know, say I'm sorry. And some of my siblings, I have a sister that's older than me, but everybody else is younger. You know, sometimes when you're older, like one of my sisters, I'm like 12 years older than her. So, you know, she's like, listen, I'm not your kid. And so you have to, you know, realize that with my brother. You know, sometimes my son was telling me what I did to my brother. Yeah, my brother, I'll hit him. But he laughs it off and don't really pay me no attention. But I love him. You know what I'm saying? We get into it and stuff like that. But I love my sisters and brothers. It's six of us all together. Like I said, I'm, you know, next to the oldest. But we get into it more so with my sister that's next to me. Me and her get into it because we, you know, we're closer. And so we have our little things. But sometimes my sister, let me see, does she apologize? I don't remember, but I do have to apologize to her. And it's all right. I mean, it makes me sleep better. I don't know how she feel. You know, sometimes she admit it. And see, you got some people that instead of apologize, now to me, I don't see this as the same. But some people will give you a gift, but they won't say you they sorry. So you have to love them for where they're at, you know. And I love my sisters and brothers. Yes, I do. We get into it, you know, we fight and not physically. I'm too old for that now.
Okay,
but we get into it, you know. That's family, and I know, like, you know, I know one of the ladies. She said to me, she's like, "Oh, you guys, you all get along." That's a picture. We fight, you know what I'm saying, and all kind of stuff. But you know, we just have to love each other. And I know that this guy, he said to me, he has a lot of siblings. I think he said 13 or 14 or something like that.
13?
And yeah, he said that his mom, his parents are still alive. He's an older gentleman. And he was saying how, you know, he get into it with his sisters and brothers, and he was saying that he made his mom a promise, and he said that he said that he would not talk about her children to her.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And that's something that I had to do, you know, because my mom, with my brother, I call, and my mom loved her sons. You know what I'm saying? She loved all of us, but she has a sensitive spot for my youngest brother, and I know that. I'll say, Desmond did such and such and such and such, and she'll be like, oh, you know, she don't see things the same way that I see. That's her son.
Yes.
She loves him.
Yes.
Don't talk about my son. So when that man said that to me, it really helped me, because I would do that. I'd be like, Desmond, he told me such and such, and he didn't do what he said, and she'd be really silent. Like, you know, do not. She didn't say it, but she was like, don't be talking about my baby. That's what I could hear, you know.
Okay.
And so I learned to, like, not say certain things about my siblings to my mother, because those are her children, you know.
Yes.
So, you know, just go to her and just talk to Anita. You know what I'm saying? Because you don't want division between you and your kid, you know. It's important that sometimes, like, we have to be the big person, bigger person. And it's okay. Just go to them. I'm telling you, afterwards you'll feel better. And it won't even be as worse as you really think it. Now, if you go to her and she don't receive your apology, you did it. You know what I'm saying? Just keep praying that God would soften her heart. That's the best way.
Yes.
You know, my sister, she'll say, and like I said, me and my sister, we get into to it, and she'd be like, I forgive you, and then she'd like do little stuff, you know.
But it's kind of hard for Moni to do that, you know what I'm saying, because she's a baby, but she act like she's got all the sense, you know, like she's old, she thinks she's older than her two older sisters, you know.
Mm-hmm.
She'll say stuff, but she never come back and really like apologize to nobody. She's even arguing with my daughter here, you know.
You hear what I say? I told you my sister don't apologize to me either. You know what I'm saying? And so it's not saying that it's okay. I'm not trying to say what she's doing is acceptable. That's not what I'm saying. But some people are not at that same place. Some people need to grow, you know. And like with my sister, you know, it was like apologize to her. And I'm telling you, I did not want to apologize to her, because she went off on me, and I really wanted to say, you know, no. And then like God, stop, Josh. I had to go and minister and preach a message on us on forgiveness. So how could I preach this thing and I'm walking in unforgiveness with my sister? So I had to go to my sister, and, you know, sometimes you might have to, I don't want to do this, but it felt better. You know what I'm saying? See, sometimes people think that forgiveness is for the other person, but it's for you. Because if you walk in unforgiveness and stuff, it causes problems with your heart and different things and unnecessary stress. Just try to need and see what happens. You know what I'm saying? Forget what has happened in the past. You know, we'll walking in a new day, even though she might act a little, just say, listen, if I offended you, I just want to apologize to you, and I want you to know that I love you. However you want to say it, I'm just giving you an example.
Yes.
And stuff. Because even with me, with my son, I'm telling you, I have a 10-year-old son, and coming, being raised like I was, you know, it's, my mom really did teach us adults are always right, and that's not always true. You get what I'm saying? Sometimes they make mistakes too. And so there are things that I have done to my son, and I had to go to him, and I had to say, Joshua, I apologize. You know what I'm saying? I made a mistake, and it was not, what I did was not right. You know what I'm saying? And I had to, you know, it's all right, because I don't want him to be wounded, because hurt people hurt other people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We have to be careful with certain things that we do. So, you know, just walk in love, you know, and just have a conversation with her, okay?
Okay, I will. All right, then.
All right, love you.
I love you very much, and have a blessed weekend.
You too.
Tell my baby I love him too, Joshua.
Okay. Miss Anita says she loves you, Josh. He said he loves you too. He's right here. Okay, God bless you.
God bless you. Have a blessed weekend.
You too.
Bye.
Okay. 727, you're on the air.
Hi, Prophet. This is my name is Evangelist Truth. I would like prayer for me and Sister Belinda. God, I believe in my heart that God has put us together and since then the enemy has came against us in a real bad way, which I know the enemy is gonna do that, but we need strength, you know, to go through the things that we are going through because of the attack that the enemy has put on our life.
Okay.
Also, I would like prayer for my children, that the relationship between me and my children will be stronger, and that God would cause that relationship to be better than what it is.
Okay.
And I would like, and also the things that's going on in my life that I need God to bless me and help me to be stable, you know, and to the point where I'm not, you know, wishy-washy, where I go, like, different things that's going on in my life, I'll be up 1 minute and down the next minute. I don't want to be like that. I don't want to go, because, you know, a lot of people, they go from church to church, and they don't really know which way to go. That's how right now, in a state of mind right now, like that, because I'm, like, at a point where I go to this church, but I'm not sure exactly if that's the church for me. So I don't want to be unstable in everything that I do. I want to be in the will of God. So
let me ask you this, sis. When you're speaking, do you have issues with trust?
Yes.
Okay. Well, let's pray, okay? Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we just come to you tonight, God, thanking you, Father. I thank you for Evangelist tonight, God. Father, I thank you for bringing her tonight, Father. I ask, Father, that, God, that you would just move in her life, Father. Father God, those past hurts, Father, those wounds, Father, I ask, God, that you would root those things up tonight, God. Father, I ask tonight, God, that you would bring healing even now in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, her desire is to be stable in you, Father. Lord God, I'm asking you, Father, to make my sister stable in you. And Father God, I just ask tonight, God, that you would just give her the strength, Father, to stand, Father. And Father God, I ask tonight, God, that you would just move, Father, move in her situation, oh God. Father, I ask God that you would give her direction as far as church, Father. Father God, I pray, Father God, that everything from the past, God, that has caused her, Father, to have issues with trust, Father, we come against it now. Father, I ask God that you would just heal her, Father. Heal her even now, God. Give her the strength, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father God, every spirit, Father, against her mind, Father, we rebuke it now in the name of Jesus, God. And Father God, every lie, in the name of Jesus, God, every false diagnosis, Father, we come against it now in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, we silence the enemy tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father God, I thank you tonight, God, that she will keep her mind, God, stayed on you, Father, and you will keep her in perfect peace, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father God, I thank you tonight, God. I thank you, oh God, for breathing in her tonight, God. Father, I pray, God, that you will heal broken relationships, oh God. Relationships, God, that the enemy has tried to come into, oh God. And Father, I'm asking you, Father, to bring healing tonight, God. Father, we pray tonight, God, that your perfect will be done, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father, I ask tonight, God, that you would bring strength in the relationship with her children, God, with her family, Father, with her friends tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father, we are praying for your truth, oh God. We are praying for your wisdom, your discernment, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father, I lift up my sister's needs tonight, God. I ask, Father, that you would meet her needs tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father God, I just pray tonight, God, that you would just move in her life tonight, God. Father, those things that are out of order tonight, God, we're calling forth divine order tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father God, I thank you tonight, God, for removing the pain out of her heart tonight, God, removing the hurt even now, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father God, I lift up her friend tonight, God. Touch her friend Linda tonight, God. Touch her tonight, God. Breathe in her tonight, God. Give her strength, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father, I thank you for making a way, oh God, for this lady, oh God. Father God, I just thank you tonight, God. Thank you, oh God. Thank you for the clear path, oh God, that you're making, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, you're bringing release, God, in her life, oh God. You're bringing healing tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh God, I just worship you tonight, God. And Father God, we tear down the enemy tonight, God. We tear down everything that's not like you tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father, I ask tonight, God, that whatever the enemy meant for bad, oh God, cause it to work for their good, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, I speak death to the enemy's plans tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, every spirit of confusion, oh God, I bind it now in the name of Jesus, God. Father, I thank you tonight, God. Thank you, oh God. Thank you tonight, God. Thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, every harsh word that have been spoken, oh God, I come against it now in the name of Jesus, God. I speak life, God. I speak life now in the name of Jesus, God. And Father, I thank you for love tonight, God. Love, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father God, all unforgiveness, Father, I rebuke it now in the name of Jesus, God. Lord God, I just thank you tonight, God. Thank you, Father, for touching our heart, God. Thank you for touching our mind tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, I thank you and I honor and I praise you tonight, God, in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, with whatever the situation is, I don't know the details of the situation, but just go to that person and just talk to them. You know what I'm saying? Attempt. If you did anything wrong, even if you didn't, just go to the person. You know what I'm saying? Because we want to walk totally in the things of God. And some things we have to let go. You know what I'm saying? Just let it go. You know, and allow God to do what He has to do in the situation. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you, sister. I love you, and thank you for calling, okay?
Oh, you're welcome. And I thank God for this prayer line.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's like, it's been two, the first, let me see, it's been the second time since I've been on the prayer line.
Uh-huh.
And I see a lot of changes that, you know, that's going on in my life because of the prayers that's going up. So I thank God for using me. And it's encouraging me.
Praise God. I thank God for you.
So, that's all I have to say. I just thank God for you.
Oh, thank God for you anytime. You know what I'm saying? God bless you, okay? Try to call again, all right? All right. Okay. 815, you're on the air.
Hi, Sister Nichelle. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you, hon?
I'm good. I was called. I am my potential landlord is supposed to call me tonight and give me the yay or nay or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And I just want to make sure I say the right things, or because they want to talk to me about something. I tried to be transparent with them about my credit and whatever.
Uh-huh.
But you know, I'm kind of nervous because they want to call and ask me questions. So I just want to say the right things or whatever they want, and I just want God to be in it.
Okay.
So,
okay.
You can pray that and.
Okay, not a problem, Father
and
God.
And also about. Sorry.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
I don't know. When you prayed for me, the last time you prayed about the being attacked in my sleep, and it seems like and I totally slept peacefully that night, very peacefully. But it seems like in the morning, it's like I don't know. It's just the dreams are just very. I don't know. The enemy is trying to get at me in my dreams. I don't know why. It's just like, I really try to walk pure and everything, and I just don't get it. I mean, I don't know what's going on, but.
Okay, let's pray. Let's pray about
all right.
it, okay? Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I just thank you for my sister tonight, God. Lord God, I just ask tonight, God, that you would just move, Father. Lord God, I just lift the situation up with the dreams, Father. Lord God, I ask, Father, that you would reveal the root of this, Father. Lord, I ask tonight, God, that you would just destroy everything that's not like you, oh God. Father God, everything that's trying to penetrate her, Father, that's not of you, God. We rebuke it now in the name of Jesus, God. Lord God, we destroy, dismantle, God. Even now, God, the hands of the enemy, oh God. Father God, we come against every witch, Father. Father God, we come against every warlock now in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, I just thank you tonight, God. Thank you, oh God, for dwelling in her, Father. Father, I cover her tonight, God, from the crown of her head, oh God, to the sole of her feet, oh God. Father God, I come against every power of darkness, oh God. Father God, every generational curse tonight, God, we break it now in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, every demonic attachment tonight, God, we detach it now in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, we destroy the hands of the enemy, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father God, I just ask tonight, God, that you would just live and dwell in her dreams tonight, God. Father, I'm asking you for your peace that passes all understanding, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father God, we renounce everything that's not like you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Lord God, I just ask tonight, God, that you would reveal, God, the total truth, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, I thank you tonight, God. Thank you, oh God. Thank you, oh God. And Father God, I evict anything, oh God, any spirits, oh God, that was in this place, oh God, before she moved there, Father. We rebuke them now in the name of Jesus, God. Lord God, I ask tonight, God, that you would just move, God. Move throughout the situation, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, I rebuke any fear. Fear in the name of Jesus, God. Father, we rebuke it now. And I for some reason, whatever this door is, I think fear is opening this door. Are you still having problems with fear?
Yeah, I do have problems with fear. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I know we talked about it, but for some reason, this is connected somehow.
You know,
with
I fear. And I am okay for a while, but then when I start getting attacked again, it makes me afraid. You know,
mm-hmm.
It makes me afraid when I start getting attacked. I mean,
I just
the dreams are just like stuff horror movies are made out of, you know? I mean, just...
Mm-hmm. And you don't watch scary movies and stuff, right?
No, ma'am, no.
Uh-huh.
No.
Uh-huh. Nobody in your house watch them either?
No, you know, I did watch something scary the other day, and I probably shouldn't have. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
So, but... Yeah,
and you're probably really sensitive, so you have to be very careful.
Yeah.
I think I told you
right.
Like with myself and my I don't mess with it. I know like and it
right.
Some people it might sound crazy, but I remember like watching some reality show on TV,
uh-huh.
And I wouldn't even mention it to you. It was so
okay.
Crazy. I was like, ew, oh my God, what is this? What is this? I was just really disgusted
right.
by,
uh-huh.
you know, the dream that I had, and it was, ugh.
Yeah.
But anyway,
oh, uh-huh.
you know, even
yeah.
if, and I want to say this to you, like, if you don't, because some things you have
sure.
to pray for more than once, and I don't want
yeah.
you, you know, if you don't receive what you need tonight, we will continue to pray about it, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And, like,
yes.
sometimes
uh-huh.
God will continue to reveal things,
right.
you know, we prophesy in part, and we see,
yeah.
we everybody don't get everything at one time. That's,
no,
that's
I,
all I have
I
to
hear
say.
You. Yeah.
But, yeah,
yeah.
let's continue. Father God, I just thank you, Father, for moving in this situation, oh God. And, Father God, I just pray tonight, God, even with the situation with her landlord, Father, her this is the potential one, right?
Right, yeah.
Okay,
uh-huh.
okay. Father, I lift this situation up tonight, God. Father God, I just ask tonight, God, that you would just anoint her mouth. Even now, Father, I'm asking you, Father, that you would anoint her mind, Father. Father, give her the words to speak, Father. I ask, Father, for clarity, even now in the name of Jesus, God. And Lord God, I just ask, Father, any fear, we rebuke it. Now, in the name of Jesus, we come against any panic. Father, I thank you, Father, for keeping her calm now in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, I just ask tonight, God, that you would be in this conversation, Father. Lord God, whoever this person is, Father, I ask, God, that you would touch them, Father. I thank you, Father, for allowing things to flow smoothly, Father. I'm asking you, Father, for favor. I'm asking for uncommon favor, God, in this situation, oh God. Father God, I just thank you tonight, God. I thank you for you. yes, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord God, we are praising you in advance, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Lord God, I thank you tonight, God, that whatever the enemy, God, means for bad, God, make it work for her good tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord God, I just thank you tonight, God. Thank you for the rejoicing, oh God. God, I thank you, Father. Thank you for what you're doing, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father God, I thank you for being in this situation, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father, I thank you tonight, God. We honor and we praise you tonight, God. Father, I plead the blood of Jesus over my sister, God. I plead the blood of Jesus, God, over her home tonight, God. I plead the blood of Jesus over her family tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Thank you for the transition, oh God. Father, we thank you for what you're doing, oh God. Thank you for opening a door, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord God, I thank you for moving tonight, God, by your power, by your spirit tonight, God. Father, we thank you and we honor and we praise you tonight, God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Oh, not a problem, sis. God bless you. I love you, okay?
I love you too, sweetie.
Okay, okay. Bye-bye. Okay. Is there anybody else that need prayer or have a testimony, comment, or anything before I close out? Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I just thank you, Father, for each and every person tonight, God. Father God, I thank you for those that came, Father, those that had a desire to come, Father. I ask, Father, that you be with them tonight, God. I ask, Father God, that you give them strength, even now, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord God, I just thank you, Father, for touching each and every person tonight, God. Father God, I just thank you, Father, for blessing them, Father, beyond measures, oh God. Father, I ask, God, that you would allow them, Father, to sleep in peace tonight, God. Father, I pray that you would just keep them, Father. Keep them, Father, in your perfect will tonight, God. Father, we just thank you tonight, God. We honor and we bless you, oh God, in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you guys, and we'll be back on the air on Tuesday at 6 p.m. Good night.